Yeah, you know,
missionary dating.
Yeah, missionary dating. I mean, like, we've dealt with this a number of times over the years, but it's amazing how it keeps coming up with, you know, every set of youth that goes through a youth group and that kind of thing. My advice is don't do it. I mean, like, the phrase unequally yoked comes out for a reason. 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 16a. Do not be yoked together or unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? So basically a false god. You know, what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. So, I mean, like, there's this idea out there that, hey, if I just date the other person, I can win them to Christ. And, you know, we jokingly call that missionary dating. But it's never worked. It never has. It never will. Usually, it does the opposite. It brings the believer down. They fall away from God. You know, instead, I would suggest, okay, well, if you're really interested in this person, here's an idea. Bring them to your youth group. You know, bring them to church. See what they think. See what they, you know, they hear. They take it in. Ask them what they think about it. You know, hear what, have them hear what you believe and see if they will still be interested. And if, you know, they come to a point where they come and surrender their life to Christ, then great. Go ahead and get married. But at this point, I would say don't even date someone who's not even on that same wavelength, because I've seen houses over the years where, you know, either the mom or the dad did not believe. And
there's
let me
no
tell
stability.
You, it's a war zone.
It's so interesting. For the very first time I thought this, when you were reading that verse and I was just really listening to what it said, I think that in this case, I think the whole politically correctness of 2022 and the world that we live in has done us a great disservice, because we look at something like that, which is so simple, and then we say to ourselves, oh, well, they're like a human. Like, what's the big deal? And now suddenly we take the word of God and we confuse it with being compatible with our own opinions of how we should rewrite it. And then we get into all sorts of trouble, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I read a passage like that and I can hear somebody saying, but, you know, you're supposed to be able to be nice and, you know.
And no one's saying you can't be nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But at the same time, what does scripture say?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to get involved with them.
Yeah. It makes so much sense too, when you actually just, when it is drawn out like that. So I have a very specific thing, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want to bring it up to you. So, so there's someone that I know, and so they ended up dating someone who was not a believer. And then because, I don't know, if it was like their straightforward personality, like I don't know the whole situation. But long story short, the person that was not originally a believer then became saved, right?
Okay.
And now because of that, I noticed people around them are saying, well, listen, this person did that. So then, like, obviously, like, it works. And it's this whole kind of confusing situation. So for the ones who are maybe looking at a situation just like that, where it's like, oh, my parents, you know, they were on, or like my other friend, this is what happened. Like, what would you say? What would you say to them if they find themselves just struggling in that aspect?
Sure. I would say, you know what? This is more like the rarity than the norm. The norm is actually you see people falling away in, from their faith. I've seen it time and time again where, you know, someone meets someone in the church who just happens to, you know, visit that day. They weren't a believer. You know, for a while, the person might kind of feign an interest or whatever. And so they start dating. They think, oh, this is going to be great. And then they break up. You never see that person again.
It's a, you know what? I feel like there's times where people listen to the show, right? And they're like, well, Pastor Andrew Terry, these are their opinions. But the fact is, it's not our opinion. Before we close it off, can you read that verse one more time?
Yeah. So 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 16a. Sounds like I'm reading the Word of Life for today. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? So basically a false god, as I mentioned earlier. Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God.